This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, Embracing the Eerie, a conversation with Kayla Simonton and Beth Fontaine of Eerie Excursions. What happens when two fearless women take their passion for the paranormal and turn it into a mission to educate, thrill, and maybe even terrify just a little? On this episode of The Grave Talks, we delve into the haunted world of Kayla Simonton and Beth Fontaine, founders of Eerie Excursions. With over 15 years of ghost hunting experience, they don't just lead tours, they open gateways to the unknown. From spine-chilling investigations at Ohio's famously haunted Posttown Elementary, to immersive adventures that peel back the veil between the living and the dead, Kayla and Beth guide people into some of the most paranormally active locations in the Midwest. Their tours aren't just about ghost stories. It's an invitation to embrace the eerie, if you dare. Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation with Kayla Simonton and Beth Fontaine of Eerie Excursions. So Kayla and Beth, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me tonight. You have a company called Eerie Excursions, and Kayla, I'll go to you first. Can you kind of describe what you do?
Yeah, so we are like a traveling paranormal event company. So we go all over, we book locations, and we kind of like dig up some research on them, and then we'll, or if we haven't already visited them, then we'll promote that for our guests, and then we bring people out. We give them the history tour. We show them how to use the equipment if they're new. Some of these are sleepover events, so it's kind of like anybody is welcome to join us.
And so how did the two of you get started doing this? Were you into paranormal investigations first? I'll let you go, Beth.
Okay. So
Actually, Kayla and I both had companies separately that we were where we were doing this, but we kind of did it as a hobby. It was like we had full-time jobs, and then we did this kind of on the side. And we kind of ran into each other once or twice, and then one day I was like, you know what, Kayla, we need to do this for real. I was like, why don't we partner up, and why don't we put together a company, and we will actually do this and turn it into a travel company. So that's kind of how Erie Excursions was born.
That's what I thought was fun. Because it's not just like a lot of paranormal investigative groups will host investigations where other people can join them. But you guys do it more as a, like, it's like a travel company.
Oh, yeah. We make friends with everybody. That's one of our highest compliments that we receive, is that people come as strangers and they leave as friends almost every time. They feel like they have known us forever.
And that's probably why people come back, because it's comfortable and fun.
Very important to us. So
now, Beth, I always feel like everybody who does has an interest in the paranormal to the extent you go investigate, and especially doing what you do. How did you get interested in it? Is this something that goes back to when you were young, or just one time you just randomly had a ghost experience?
So I always have a joke about this, because I've had experiences ever since I was a child. So I have been able to see people and things for most of my life. And I saw it to the point where I thought everybody could. And when I got to high school, it was then when I started getting the side eye from people that I realized not everybody sees people walking across their living room, or, you know, things like that.
When that happens to you at a young age, you don't know any different. But at some point, you know, I get like people are kind of giving you the side eye, but were you like, hey, mom, you know, the lady who was in my room last night, that's, was it kind of like that too?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Our house was definitely haunted growing up. I knew there were a couple people there, and I would tell her, and she would always be like, oh, it's the house settling. And I'm like, well, I saw a man. And she's like, oh no, no, that was just in your imagination. And later on when we moved, she's like, yeah, I saw it and heard it too, but I didn't want to scare you.
What's up with parents doing that? My mom did the same thing. She was like, what are you kids talking about? And then later she's like, yeah, there was kind of some things that were going on there.
Right.
Like, it'd be nice if you would have acknowledged it as
a child. I was hooked. I was hooked from a young age, because especially when I realized not everybody could see it, it's kind of like, oh, well, why can I? And so that's kind of led me on this path all these years to figure that out more, and, you know, to research these haunted places and find out all this stuff.
Can you still see people or spirits?
I feel like it's kind of different now. I don't get to see them as often as I used to. I still do periodically, but it's more kind of in my mind's eye. I can definitely feel when there's someone there, and I can kind of see them in my mind. And like Kayla and I, she'll share some of this too, but she and I will have the same experience where we both can see it in our mind's eye, and I'll describe one or she'll describe one, and we're like, oh yeah, that's who I'm seeing too.
Oh, now that's interesting. So Kayla, how did you get interested in it then?
Yeah, I kind of like had a similar experience like Beth, but like my whole life growing up, I would always have like very vivid dreams and like premonition type events. And then I started like, you know, kind of getting more and more into the paranormal stuff. And I had the same thing where I was experiencing stuff, but I just thought it was normal. And then I guess once I got a little bit older, I lost a family member suddenly, and I wasn't really like ready to like come to terms with that. So I did, you know, what every beginner ghost hunter would go do, and go to Walmart and buy a $10 voice recorder. And I'm like, I'm not done. I have questions. We still got to talk. And I'm like, it's either going to work like on TV or it's not going to work. And I've never used equipment at that point. So I'm like, let's just test it out and let's see what happens. And I got, it was my grandpa, and I got his voice clearly came through and said the name of my dog. And I'm like, oh my God. And I just immediately bawled, and I'm like, there's something to it. And then from there on, I started experimenting with like static and like ITC and different forms of like communication and stuff. So from there, it just really blew up. And now it's like, the majority of my life is paranormal related. So
It is strange to make a living talking about paranormal and investigating the paranormal, I guess.
It is when you realize not everybody else is the same way.
Yeah, yeah, you know? It's so true. Do you run into those people that give you that look like, oh, you are so crazy? But this one time, and then they go on to explain something like, I don't believe in any of that, but this one time. And I'm like, but how do you explain that?
Now, that's what I always say is everybody you talk to has a ghost story. They will say up and down, no, it's not real. It's not real, which I kind of like joke about it. And I always say like, yeah, ghosts aren't real, you know, like just as like a, you know, comment. But I'm like, obviously, yeah, but it's like, obviously everybody will tell you, you know, this, like how you just said, you know, oh yeah, you know, it's not real. It's just dust or it's your imagination or whatever. But they'll be like, the only thing that I've ever experienced was, you know, and I'm like, so you have experienced something.
And
you
sometimes
know?
They're quite incredible stories.
Yes. And I'm like, take me there. I want to see that.
Now, I think it's interesting too, and it might just be because of both of your experiences growing up, how it just seemed to be part of your life. But like in my case, I lived in a haunted house and I found it very scary. Have you guys ever felt that, you know, maybe when you were younger, maybe even now you might go to a new place where you're like, you walk in and the energy is just off and you don't feel right there. Do you experience that?
Yeah, that's a very real thing. That's another thing that we are very well versed in. Kayla is, sometimes you'll go to places where something is not so nice. I remember my first time I went to the Mansfield Reformatory, which is a prison. It's in Ohio. And I was in this little area and I remember this big, the only thing I can describe is like a black mass, and it just encompassed me like completely. And all I could see was black. And I was like, oh no, like I could feel that it was not a good thing. It was very oppressive. And I was like, I'm not sitting here for this. So I got out and I was like, nope. And I walked out and said a prayer. And then when I went back in there later, it was gone. But there's definitely places where there's some things that aren't so nice.
Have you encountered that too, Kayla, where you just don't feel safe or maybe it just feels scary?
Oh gosh, yeah. So like Beth was saying too, like we definitely pride ourselves on protecting our guests because like a lot of the people we get are brand new that have never done this and they just want to try it. And I'm like, I would love to offer them a place to go where they can experience it safely. So we use a variety of different things that we can tell our guests to do. But like for me, like how Beth said, we had separate companies prior to combining. I was like a solo investigator before that. So I would go and stay at these places by myself and stuff. And like,
you are so brave or kind of crazy or both.
He is.
I slept like a baby. I'm like, I live in a haunted house still. I mean, every house pretty much. But I'm like, you know, I've had like my hair pulled. I've been pushed. I've had scratches. I'm like, the thing is I always know and it's in my gut. And I like just remove myself from the situation. And then whatever you choose to do to protect yourself at that time, it's always wise to go ahead and, you know, get that in action. But I always tell our guests too, I'm like, well, if you start feeling weird, like you don't need to be the hero. Like we don't know what spirits are capable of. So it's like, you can decide if you want to push that or not. But for me, I'm like, nah.
I could not imagine going to do something solo. The first time you did that, do you even remember the first time that you decided to go investigate by yourself?
Now that I'm thinking about it, actually, I'm like, that was a long time ago. it seems like the one thing you're like, I would never forget that. But yeah, I'm like, where was it? I can't remember if it was like Bel Air House or something. But yeah, I used to go there. There was a mansion in Kentucky and I was one of the two people that had access to like investigate there. And I would go down there every year on my birthday, and it's like this huge mansion, like 5 floors. And I would rig up cameras everywhere, DVR, and like I would put stuff on every floor. So I would sleep on the main floor, and then I would hear something trigger on like floor 3. You know, and I wake up and I like run up there, go see what's going on. But there were a couple times where I was like, all right, I'm just going to get the camera going because I heard something and I feel creeped out. And I'm like, if anyone finds this, you know, found footage later, you'll know what happened to me. The ghost got me. Kind of like, I hope not, but.
And it's probably like an adrenaline thing too, right?
Yeah, I always say it's like, I guess I don't have tattoos, but I always say it's like somebody like getting a tattoo. They get like a rush, you know, and it's like kind of similar, I feel like.
And yeah. I have tattoos and I can totally vouch for that too. Yes, to both. That's why we're great partners.
I was talking to a guy last night and he has a place called Pine Lawn Manor Illinois. And we were talking last night and he said, you know, there's a difference between being scared and being scared shitless. And I'm like, yeah, you know, because if you're scared, that's one thing. But it's when you're scared shitless that you're running out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I could imagine just certain places would, you know, the energy in the house just might be so intense that you would be running out the door.
I think that depends a lot on you too, though, when you go into a location, and it's like, depending upon how long you've been doing it, stuff scares you less, but there are definitely, like we were saying earlier, bad things that are out there too. And it's like, and you know, but you can still be sensible about it and not like go running and screaming out of a place. You can just be like, okay, I don't feel safe right now. Like, I'm going to take myself out of this situation. Mm-hmm. Like what Kayla was saying earlier.
Now, when you take a group with you, do you like to, before you take the group to a location, do you like to go first and scope it out? Or do you have no problem just taking everybody for the first time with you?
Yeah, so 90% of the time, we like to go and scout the places out ourselves. But if it's a place like this one, like how we're doing Cabin on 360, we haven't been, but we do know people who have been there. And we try to go to places that people speak highly of, or that we know personally. We go to different events and we meet event owner or location owners. And that's another way that we get into places. But yeah, we absolutely like to try to go to all of them beforehand when we can.
Kayla, you are based out of Ohio, correct?
Correct.
So do you kind of stick around Ohio, go out of it a little bit? Is it like a tri-state area sort of thing for you guys?
Yeah, it is. Like where we're at, we're kind of in the southern part, so we're not too far north of Kentucky, maybe like an hour. So Kentucky's a great state for haunted places. Indiana's within an hour. Like there's tons of great stuff out there. I always say like Indiana's like my favorite state to ghost hunt. Like there's so many places and I feel like they're like a little more open with that kind of thing. Kentucky's like a close second, but like we're not opposed to traveling and we've done, you know, places all over. So
because the Cabin on 360, I know they're in Virginia because I did an episode with them. That place seems incredibly haunted. Like it was one of those interviews that stuck with me, the way they were talking about it. And it seemed dark. So you guys be careful there. It just seemed
to have a really
dark energy to it because they've got... There's two buildings, and one's a ranch house, and there was a murder that happened in the ranch house.
Yeah.
And so, and the guy, I think it was the brother or a stepbrother, I think it was a brother, who committed the crime. But he kind of said, like, he felt like something kind of took him over. Made me feel like there was maybe a level of possession in there, and that kind of creeps me out. So I don't think I'd be brave enough to go.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those kind of like feelings when you go to a location, which is why, I mean, especially us taking people there, you have that little bit of like that risk too. I mean, it's not a little bit, that's a huge risk.
And that place has, and if I remember correctly, there are two buildings on the property, so you don't have to stay in one. And the other one I think is much less intense.
Yes. Yeah.
Is kind of the way
the other
they describe
the cabin.
It. Yeah, the cabin is the safer one. It just seemed like haunted, not like something evil's in it.
Right.
But when you take people with you, that does create another level for you guys too, because now you're responsible for all these people, but it also introduces a different energy and you don't always know what you're getting. You know, somebody might join you on the trip and they're kind of nervous and they create that nervous, scared energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you deal with that?
So we've encountered kind of like both ends of this. We've had somebody who was like sneaking in Ouija boards and doing candle magic and like very provocative and stuff towards that, you know. But then we've also had people who are absolutely terrified and are like, I'm staying in this one room with my lights and I'm not leaving. And if you hear me scream, come get me. So we always try to tell them, you know, talk them down and get everybody calm and comfortable and like, let's go outside. Do you need to like, you know, get off the property? Like, yeah. Let's go outside. Let's do some prayer. Let's do whatever we need to do, depending on how that person, you know, how you can relate to them. But I always try to remove them from the location, that situation, that place, wherever. Take them outside, get a couple deep breaths. And it's very important to know who you're investigating with. So it's important for us to really know our guests. And I think that's why people say they feel like they leave as like family or friends.
Yeah,
because
I love that.
We build that good relationship because it's so important. If you kind of get a sense of how somebody operates at their baseline, and then they start kind of seeming a little off, it's a good idea to try to like pull them out of that, mm-hmm. you know.
And if somebody's bringing a Ouija board with them and you don't even realize it, that's a little, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, it's happened more than once. What are you doing?
Exactly. You could go out on your own and do that. You don't need to be with our group.
Yeah, yeah. So we've had unwanted energies from people doing that. And then it's like, I mean, people don't understand when they do that, when you're coming into a location, especially on a public event with guests, everybody paid to be there. Everybody is an equal when you're in this situation. So you need to be respectful of everybody. You don't want to create chaos for the night. I think I feel like it's kind of like ignorant to bring something and do something like that because you're putting other people at risk.
I agree with you. And it's not their tour. They're a guest on your tour.
Correct.
And if anybody's going to be doing the Ouija board, I would think it would be you guys. And even then, I would be questioning your decisions.
Yeah, you'd be like, are you feeling okay?
Kayla, right. Is this Ouija board thing a good idea? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't, like I said, like, especially when we're going to places that are like pretty new to this and we're like, hey, like we looked into your history, like the historic preservation of a building is like super important. I know, especially to me, but Beth as well. And when we go to these places, we really kind of like get their history and stuff. And then we'll go and talk to them and say, hey, have you ever considered, you know, because we can pick up on the spirits beforehand and we'll say, you know, have you ever thought about your place as, you know, maybe haunted? And they're like, oh yeah, there's totally ghosts here. And we're like, oh, okay. Like, would you like people to come here? Like, but then you have to comfort them, you know, and tell them like, we're not coming here to like do seances and Ouija boards
right.
and like go crazy and, you know, TV ghost hunting stuff, like, you know.
Right. And how, Beth, how do you find your locations? Do you like to go back to some of the same locations? Obviously, I think you do. But do you like to go find new places too? And if so, how do you find those locations?
Yeah, a little bit of both. So we have our favorites. They're our tried and true. Since Kayla and I, we've been doing it for so many years, we definitely have those locations that we know we're going to go to every year. But then, like what Kayla was saying with historic preservation, there's so many buildings that are just sitting. And we sometimes will contact building owners, like if we see places that could potentially be haunted and we're like, hey, you know, would you like us to come there? And then that builds a relationship. Like we just had a bowling alley in Kentucky that reached out to us because they were having stuff happen. And so they asked us to come out and we just did an event there. So it really just depends. It could be a building owner reaching out to us or we keep our eyes peeled, like places we go. And then again, when we go to conventions and things like that, we just meet a ton of people. So we hear about a lot of places.
One place I noticed that it seemed like you guys mentioned quite a bit was Post Town Elementary School.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In Middletown, Ohio. And this place was interesting. So I was looking at your website and reading what you had said about it. And some people bought it, Daryl and Brenda, and they were going to turn part, because it's big. It's a big building, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to turn part of, the idea is they're going to turn part of this into a haunted attraction, like a yearly haunted attraction, and then live in it as well?
Originally, yes. They moved in. Daryl, he went to go look at it. He said that they had had a beautiful house with a bunch of acres, bunch of land, and he comes to his wife one day and he's like, Brenda, he's like, do you trust me? And she's like, I mean, what'd you do?
I know.
He's like, I bought a school.
Yeah, I don't really trust you.
So they actually moved in, and yes, like, they had the business idea. They were going to turn it into the Halloween haunted house. They did for, I believe, a couple years, and then they didn't have the proper sprinkler system. So when they started doing construction in the school, they were going to live upstairs originally and have the downstairs for the haunted house. When people were doing the construction, they started seeing a little girl. So they were telling Daryl the whole time, like, man, this place is haunted. Like, we're seeing stuff. And he's like, okay, whatever. Like, he never believed it. And then he started finally having the experiences too. So he realized, like, okay, maybe there is something going on here.
And poor Brenda.
I know. She's like, I did not sign up for this.
It's not what I was wanting. Well, especially to move from a house. Now you've got to renovate a school. And we're turning it into a haunted attraction. Have you lost your mind?
Yeah.
And then to get in there, and it's haunted. So do Daryl and Brenda still live in the school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
They have a wing that's just there. So the school, it's three floors, but there was two sections to the school. So there was a later addition. So they live in the newer, later addition. But you could still go to the upstairs part. So, I mean, there's a lot of square footage in the school to go and explore.
Kayla, do you find this to be a pretty haunted location?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Like Beth, even before we combined forces, we were both kind of doing events there regularly, even though we weren't really aware that each other were doing them. But I can't think of one time that I've ever been in there and somebody hasn't had something happen to them. And I've seen some pretty wild things happen in there. And I think that's the reason, like, Daryl's catchphrase for the school is, when you leave, you believe. And there's been so many skeptics that come in there and they're like, whatever, I'm going to. They'll see. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, you're either going to get, you know, what you want, or you're going to get nothing at all if you drive them away. So, I mean, it's kind of like how you go into it, but it's a great place to see skeptics turn to our side, which
absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah. Cause I would imagine you would get the people on your tours that someone else, like a husband that got drug along by the wife or vice versa. And so the one is very skeptical and the other one's really into it. And the one's like, prove it, whatever. And I think that would be interesting when something happens and they can't explain it away.
Now, that's one of our most, like, common dynamics at the school is, like, the kids want to go there and they drag their dad there or something. And the dad is terrified. And the kids are like 10 years old and they're like, let's go get the ghost, you know. Or, like, it's like the husband-wife thing where one of them wants to go and they're like, I'm just here to support the other one. And they're, like, terrified. But when they react like that, like, that's the kind of, like, energy rush that we love. And I'm like, I compare it to when I get to see somebody have an experience. It's like watching your kids open Christmas presents. I'm like, it makes me so happy to see these people. And I'm like, that's awesome. Like, I'm so happy, like, you guys had, like, something cool happen to you, you know? Not a bad thing happened to them, but, like, something good, like, something cool, you know?
Like, what kind of experiences have you encountered there?
What haven't we experienced there? I was going to say.
That much.
How long do you have?
So, I had one night we split up and I think we were doing a public event maybe. And there was a husband and wife and they were there and they had like three or four kids with them. And they were like, hey, like they came and I think found me. And they were like, could you just take us off for like 10 minutes by yourself? Like our kids are driving us nuts, you know, and like we want to experience something. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, let me grab a couple things. And I think I grabbed like a spirit box or something. And we went up to the doll room, which is like covered wall to wall, floor to ceiling in dolls. And that's like one of the most active rooms there for sure. So we go in there and like, I turn on the spirit box and like, I feel like the lady was asking a couple questions and like within 2 minutes, like she's out of the chair. Like I can't even realize what's happening. And I just see her booking it. And the husband's just at the table like, oh, and at the, all at the same time, we could hear something above us on the ceiling, but it sounded like something scurrying across the ceiling above us towards us. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? What? And the lady, I mean, she must have seen it or something, but we all heard it. And I mean, she just left her husband like, pew, I don't care.
Gotta go.
You're on your own, you know? Yeah.
We wanted an experience and I got one.
Oh, yeah. I think they were like, they were good for life after that.
And, you know, I always think like, that's not something for kids. But then I remember when I was a kid. Even though I lived in the haunted house and I hated living in the haunted house, I was still fascinated by it. So I was always reading ghost stories and stuff like that. So when you think about kids, like that's most kids at some point really get into ghosts and ghost stories.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys would know, too, like that's a good location for kids, you know, especially one like that that you've been to enough. And I would think there'd be kids' spirits in there that they might even interact with.
Yes, they love when kids come there, for sure. It definitely amps it up. Like, I feel like they're kind of like, oh, cool, they're like me, you mm-hmm. know? So it's always good when you have, like, younger people come and hang out. I don't know, especially around the holidays, too. I notice, yes. like, it's kind of like when you're a kid in school, like, and you're getting ready to go on break, you know, and you're... oh yeah, 2 more days and it's Christmas and like, yay, you know, and everybody's just like wired. And during the holidays too, in the school, you get that residual feeling, like that energy, like the, we deck out the school for the holidays and stuff. So the kids are like, they're, you know, ecstatic about it. So we bring kids in there too, for the holiday tours. I feel like it's like a win-win, like everything. Yeah. It's really, really cool experience.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Kayla Simonton and Beth Fontaine of Erie Excursions. For more information, visit their website at erieexcursions.com or find them on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps,
in line at the grocery store,
at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are.
And that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.